Tinakwe, good morning. This is Wate News. List MP Tamati Coffey has put off plans to retire and will replace Kiri Tapu Allen as Labour's candidate in the East Coast electorate. The former Wairiki MP was selected yesterday in a fast-track process kicked off by Ms. Allen's announcement on Monday that she was stepping out of politics. He says the tragic events of last week have changed his plans. The people of the East Coast need a strong, experienced MP who can hit the ground running and provide strong representation in Parliament. He says the part of the electorate from Makatu to East Cape overlaps with his old Wairiki electorate, and he also has whakapapa through his kuia to Gisborne and Uawa, Dollinger Bay. Mr. Coffey says his whānau has given him the green light to stay in politics. Labour is expected to release its party list today. The chair of the new Children and Young People's Commission says the name of the new entity, Mana Mokopuna, will be a daily reminder of the task at hand. Judge Frances Evers takes on the role after 18 months as the standalone Children's Commissioner. She says while her office made a submission opposing the new structure because it created an additional layer of bureaucracy, she accepts the government wants more eyes on the sector, with the Ombudsman and a new independent Children's Monitor also having roles.
Once the government decided and passed it into law, I've taken the view that what we need to do is look at the fact that we serve our mokopuna. We serve 1.28 or 3 million mokopuna in Aotearoa, and that's the job we've got to do. So it doesn't matter what our whare, what our structure looks like, we've got to make it work for those mokopuna.
The new commission was launched at Waifetu Marae in Lauhat last week. And a Māori businessman's keen to build an innovation centre in Gisborne to encourage Māori into the space industry. Stu Potter of Ngāti Awa says the global aerospace industry is forecast to be worth $1 trillion a year by 2040, so now's the time for Māori to get involved. Gisborne is close to Rocket Lab's Mahia launch site. It has an overwhelmingly youthful Māori population, and all it needs is a critical mass of skilled, educated, future-focused workers.
Can we create that critical mass here in Tairawhiti? And I'm pretty sure we can. What sort of capability building do we need to do for those types of vocations? So looking at the education that comes through from the universities, including, you know, that te pukinga space in terms of trade-related training.
Stu Potter says his company, Stardustomy, which he set up as a test case, is attracting international attention for its model of taking a gram of a person's ashes and putting them into orbit for a decade via SpaceX. And Te Hoa Mā, that's Wate News, which you will find on watenews.com.